The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's hour number three. Here in hour number three, we go back to football, pro football. Davante Adams raising some whiskers. He posted a photo of Jaden Daniels on Instagram. How do you interpret the meaning of that post by the Raiders wide receiver? I think it's kind of self-explanatory. Also, did LSU coach Brian Kelly share the secret script on where Jaden Daniels is going in his NFL future? And Steelers owner Art Rooney dismissed the NFL Players Association report that said that the teams were not living up to certain standards. He said it was a media opportunity. What is your reaction to that one? We'll get to all of it and more right now. Here it is, hour number three. Decoding the message. We do a lot of that here. We do a lot of decoding in sports radio. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we crowd around coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and imposingly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the greasy spoon, frying up piping hot sports takes all night long. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Jed, who fled, tells me that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour, we got to go back to the meat and potatoes of this show. And we must do it. And so we head back to the silver and black yakety yak. And our lead coming out of Sin City, where the Raiders, their star pass catcher, is filling up the content kitty. And we thank him for that. If you did not see because you were in a baseball coma or you're watching the college basketball or you were abstaining from all sports, we learned of an Instagram story where Davante Adams of the Vegas football team shared a photo of Louisiana State quarterback Jaden Daniels with the accompanying quote from Jaden Daniels. It said, "My resume speaks for itself," was the quote. Now, this comes amid a lot of chatter, radio noise, that the Raiders and the Vikings are desperately trying to jump up. They've been in talks with the Patriots to try to get that number three pick and trade a bag of goodies to do it. Now, Daniels could's a weasel term, could be the top target, if you believe the gossip. It is lying season in the NFL. But if the Raiders were to move up, that would be
likely the player they're going for. At least that's if you believe the lies. So let us discuss the question. Davante Adams posting the random photo of Jaden Daniels on the IG, on the gram. How do you interpret the meaning of this? So I've got Sabrina the Teenage Witch, Cherry Picking, and Grizzly Bear. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make an oversized cartoon dump button because you all who call the show have potty mouths. That's why. All right, so first of all, Davante Adams, to answer the question, you know, how do you interpret the meaning of this post? Davante Adams is giving unsolicited advice to the front office. He is working. Here's how I interpret it. He's working as the Raiders GM by proxy. Now, he wanted some say in personnel decisions with the Raiders. The last regime made it seem like, we'll help you out and all that. We'll help you out. But he's hoping that on social media, he will get the message out. He's acting like a version of Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, because witches use the art of manifestation. Manifestation is used by witches, and it's because they believe, I read this on the internet, so it must be true, but they believe that we are all connected to the energy of the universe. So he's trying to become a witch here, Davante Adams, and all that. Now, will it work? Stay tuned. Developing hot. ... But I'm okay if the Raiders go with my guy Gardner Minshew. Garoppolo's gone. He's with the Rams. But Gardner Minshew. Minshew mania. All right. Now, secondly, let's stay in the realm of that quarterback, but we're going to jump on the interstate to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. In the bayou we go. And another story about the aforementioned Jaden Daniels. So this video's been bouncing around, and several of my knuckleheads sent me the video in the email box, and it shows LSU coach Brian Kelly. Remember when he had that fake Southern accent? Yeah, that was pretty good. Anyway, Brian Kelly was talking about Jaden Daniels and his future. This is at LSU's Pro Day recently. And many believe that he let the cat out of the bag. Say what? So during the interview, Brian Kelly, the old Golden Domer coach from back in the day, was discussing Daniels, and he finished off his remark about Jaden Daniels by saying that he's going to get the ball to his playmakers and make plays for Washington. OMG. The Commanders, hello! They have the number two pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. So the question for the electorate, did Brian Kelly share the secret on Jaden Daniels and his NFL future? Did he share the secret script on Jaden Daniels and his future? So I did some investigating on this, and unfortunately, I'm going to shake my head no. I'm shaking my head no. You can't see me, but I'm shaking my head no. And I wish that I was wrong. I wish that I was wrong. But unfortunately, this thing has spread throughout the internet like a California wildfire. And people got hoodwinked. They got bamboozled and hornswoggled by this. And I'll tell you the technique, because everyone learns it who works in media. We all know how to do it. Some people call it the straw man. Some people say it's a straw man. But this is not a straw man. This, and you can look it up, it's cherry picking. This is cherry picking. It's cherry picking in the edit room. It is manipulative, kind of like Eddie Garcia when he gives scores, and when the Clippers win, he barely mentions it, he whispers it. But as Ferg Dog has pointed out, when the Clippers lose, Eddie's got a smile on his face, and he gives some negative stat, because you know Eddie's a cherry picker. He's manipulative. And so... is the person that put this video on the internet. Because you see, now as the late Paul Harvey would say back in his day, the rest of the story. So Brian Kelly, is it true, was talking to a reporter who works for or covers the Commanders, and they were talking about hypotheticals if if Jaden Daniels had been drafted by Washington, what would happen? So just to sum it up in one sentence, the video clip was taken out of context. It was out of context. The dopey engineers who work on my show over the years, current room not included, but they would take stuff out of context and try to make me look bad. So I know what it's like. I've been the victim of cherry picking. All right, now, final thought. We now head to the Robber Baron's Palace. It's on the very top of the hill there. Steelers owner Art Rooney. Art Rooney recently dismissed the NFL's report, the NFL Players Association's report. Remember the story? It was a big deal like a couple months ago. The NFLPA released the teams that treated players well, and it was like the Vikings and the Dolphins, and the teams that didn't treat players well, and it was like the Patriots and the Chiefs and some other teams. Well, the Steelers were prominently mentioned in the negative in several categories, and so Art Rooney dismissed the NFL Players Association, saying it was a media opportunity. So give me your reaction on this one. So I have a couple thoughts on this. My first thought is that Art Rooney is upset because he can't hide it, right? There's no hide. That's my reaction to that is he can't hide it. But from the NFL Players Association, this is a win. This is a touchdown. This is a three-point money ball. This is amazing, right? This is an empty net goal. The NFL Players Association has successfully poked the grizzly bear. These owners are grizzly bears. Now, not all of them reacted this way. I saw the guy that bought the Washington Commanders said he was unaware that you could even get an F-minus grade. Washington was voted the worst team. And this clearly touched a raw nerve in the ownership class, right? This was not good with the aristocrats, which is amusing to me because if you actually break down frame by frame what the NFL Players Association accomplished with this, well, they certainly got some attention for it. Like most people, I guess around my age, if you were raised the way I was raised, you say, well, these players are prima donnas, right? They're a bunch of entitled babies complaining about work conditions. They were complaining they didn't have the proper childcare when they're making it seem like they work at sweatshops making iPhones in China. It's like, it's wild. Boo-hoo-hoo. I mean, my God. It's so bad. It's so hard to play in the NFL. So anyway, listen, it worked. You know, a lot of people love this kind of stuff. We're in an age where victimhood is celebrated, and people get very excited about the victim, and they love the victim. But Rooney and his comrades as owners, they do not like the fact that this cannot be ignored. They don't like that. And even though they don't really understand social media is like the Matrix and do you take the blue pill or the red pill, they don't get that, right? They don't understand that. They just hate the fact that they have no control. And it was Einstein that taught us it's all relative. Everything's relative, even relativity. Meaning what? If this was a positive story, you think Art Rooney's coming out saying, oh, no, I don't like this story. They just did it for media attention, right? This is just a media opportunity. No, he would be literally canoodling the story. He would be making out. He'd be French kissing the story is what he'd be doing, right? It'd be tongue everywhere. I mean, it'd be amazing. Anyway, all right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. Later this hour, we got Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. There is a line open for the first time in a while. You know what to do if you want to call in. Call up, scream, shout, all that stuff, and we may get you on here soon. Hopefully we will. And if you don't want to stay on hold because you don't have the patience for it, I get it. I understand. You can be part of the show a different way. You can send us a message on X. It's just like text messaging if you're not on there. It's free to get an account. They do have a pay wing, but don't do that. It's free to get on there, and you can send a message and be part of the fun. Time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. And here is the Maller Riddle of the Day. Here it is. We go to baseball. Baseball's been very good to me. Here it is. Former Red Sox and other teams closer, Jonathan Papelbon, recently said that Major League Baseball had blank speak to its players about gambling. Again, The former Sox closer, Jonathan Papelbon, recently said that Major League Baseball had blank speak to players about gambling. That is the Maller riddle of the day. The answer. We'll get to it. We'll do it next. But hey, not going anywhere. You need a job. You need a better job. No, you don't? Okay. How about a friend? No? How about somebody in your circle? I guarantee you there's someone in your circle that needs a job. Everyone's like that, right? Don't like their job. They complain about their job. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go it alone in your job search. Visit expresspros.com today.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer, a mental wealth podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post at and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones in for the honeymooning Coupe de Loop in Japan. It is Shay. He's at FSR Shay, S-H-A-Y.
I am the smartest man alive!
And I'm live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Lame jokes of the week are coming up this hour, but 15 minutes, 20 minutes away, depending on how we butcher the clock from that. J-Dot writes in, says, Jaden Daniels is a steal for the Washington Commandos, but the meat and potatoes of your Maller monologue, when the F did porn star Jimmy Garoppolo become an L.A. Ram? And then he quoted that old Ram song from 1985. Maybe it was 86. I think it was 85, though. Remember, you can ram it all day, you can ram it all night, one of the great songs ever. From an NFL team. Double O Mexican in San Diego writes in. He says, 7.7 on the Maller monologue. Jaden Daniels has known Antonio Pierce since he was in high school and played for Arizona State for 2 years when Pierce was there. Daniels was in the Raiders locker room last year, too. Adams isn't doing anything that isn't already obvious, says Double O Mexican. Yeah, I'd be fine. I'd rather have Jaden Daniels than Drake May. I don't think he's going to be any good in the NFL. What the hell do I know? I'm doing the overnight show. Milkman Mike in Colorado is going to answer the Maller riddle. And we got a bunch of people answering the Maller riddle. So let me give it to you. See if you can come up with the answer. Maller riddle of the day. Former Red Sox closer Jonathan Papelbon recently said that Major League Baseball had blank speak to players about gambling. All right, about gambling, that is the question. What is the answer? Milkman Mike said they had Poppy come in to talk to them. RuPaul, guessed by Trucker Joe. Page down. John cheated again. Bad job by you, John, getting this right. Slug in Vegas says NFL great Chris Carter. You got to have a fall guy. You got to have a good interpreter. Kathy in Madison did say the answer is Otani's former translator. Who else do we have? Page down. The gambling granny from Courtesy Flusher. There is no more powerful woman in a casino than the gambling granny that sits at that slot machine for 17 hours and keeps hitting the button over and over again. Who else do we have? Page down. Steve Howe, guessed by the American Therapist. Don Juan says Pete Rose, Charlie Hustle is the answer. Kenny Rogers, the gambler. Brought him back from the other side. He crossed over the pearly gates and said, I'm back. From Eakin, Roseville, Minnesota. Let's see here. J-Dot in Utah says that bum commissioner, Roger Goodell. Kermit Mahomes, the frog from Maverick. Page down. Shoeless Joe Jackson from I-40 Ian. That's his answer. Alf, the alien opiner, the former CEO of Kmart, who gambled frequently with the menu in their food court. Wow. I do remember going to the Kmart, the food court when I was a kid and getting ices. I loved the ices and the pretzels. I don't think I ever had the veal parmesan for $1.49. I don't think
I liked
that.
Their ice cream that they had, Ben.
It was pretty good, right?
Yeah, they had like the Play-Doh ice cream that turned everything blue.
That's, what about the Thrifty ice cream? Do you like that? The Thrifty ice cream? No.
I like Thrifty. They just started selling that in the grocery store by my house.
Oh, did they? It's pretty good. It's not bad. What else do we have? Page down.
Yummy!
We'll skip over that one. Donkey Sausage says, Big Money Ben Maller. That's right. The winner of Benny versus the Penny on NBC last year. Who else do we have? Page down. A short white guy wearing a yukata from Ferg Dog.
Racist.
That's his answer. I'm not going to. I know Hank's still listening in Tokyo. Hank, I'm not going to remember that. I'm not. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie? Do you have an answer?
Go ahead.
All right. The Maller riddle of the day for those just turning on your audio device. Former Red Sox closer Jonathan Papelbon recently said Major League Baseball had blank speak to players about gambling.
Was it Tim Donaghy?
That'd be a good guess, the NBA official, but no, that is incorrect. The correct answer, Eddie, is mob members. They brought in the mob. Yeah, they brought in former FBI informants with the mob, with gambling rings in the mob to come talk in spring training. It said, don't get sucked into gambling. Stay clean. Don't get into that world because once you get in, you're done. Dun, 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 dun. It's all over. Turn out the lights. The party's over. Let's say hello to Poppy in San Diego, who gets his balls busted all the time by the Maller militia. Hello, Poppy.
Hey, Ben Maller, I was going to tell you, it's a great night, being San Diego worldwide and, saving me for the third hour to get those ratings up. Good job on you. Ben Maller, I was going to tell you that, unfortunately, my SDSU Aztecs didn't win, but I'm proud of them.
Poppy, they lost. How many points did they lose by?
30.
30, Poppy. Yeah. 30 points, Poppy. 15 two-point baskets, Poppy, they lost by. 15 two-point baskets.
You're right, but...
I am right. I know math. That's why I'm right. Yeah. I know math. What?
It's okay, but, on the bad news, and, Ben Maller, because you cursed my Aztecs, because they're my
I did not... No, do not do that. I did not curse... I did not curse your Aztecs.
Yes, you did.
You were the one. You gave them the kiss of death.
No,
the
I didn't.
The slobbery, wet kiss of death.
No, that was you, Ben.
But that was you.
Something, Ben.
No, it was you. It wasn't me. It was you.
No. It's okay, Ben. It's okay you did that. But with the bad news, there's the good news. So I feel like this is deja vu from last year. And the good news is UConn will be the national champion. So,
oh, okay.
Guys,
that's it. UConn's done. Ben against UConn now. They're done. It's
UConn's
over.
Win Ben Maller. And I know people want to hear my picks, Ben Maller. So I got a good pick for tomorrow. And it's a March.
All right, Poppy, I'll make a deal with you. All right. Now, if you don't get it right, you're done for the entire week next week. How about that?
But
if you get it right, I'll give you a golden ticket. How about that? Are you going to guarantee? I will give you a golden ticket if you get your pick right. If you get it wrong, you can't call next week. How about that?
Okay, and I when I have a counter argument on that one, I was going to say, Ben Maller, if I do get it right, you do, how about this? If I get it right, my pick, you have to pick. I know you have a production meeting for a new show you're going to be getting. You're going to have me on that show so you can keep it so it can be a season two.
So you think doing a one-day pick is worth getting an appearance on a TV show?
And getting it right. And I'm saying getting it right, and I keep on going on fire.
You're wasting my time. What is the pick? What is the pick? We're not doing that, but I will give you a goal.
The Marquette Warriors. We're taking the Marquette Warriors -6.5. They're going to win tomorrow. Marquette Warriors over North Carolina State. You heard it here first.
Okay, so NC State and that big fat guy that has vending machines is going to advance to the Elite Eight.
Marquette.
Are you sure about that? Let me double check the point spread here.
It is
6.5. Yes. It is 6.5, so you didn't make that up. So that's good.
No.
You didn't make that up. So 6.5.
Of course, I never make nothing up, Ben Maller. I'm a hard worker. I'm an honest guy. I'm an honest American person.
That's not what our guy Double O Mexican says. He says other things.
Hey, let the haters hate. Haters are always going to hate. How about him getting advice from Lorena about dating his friend's ex-girlfriend?
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Go away. Okay. So now I got to pull for NC State. That's good. I got a little rooting interest now. Maybe I'll just drive to Vegas and bet on NC State because it's like a guarantee, right? I can't call my bookie because, he was with Ohtani. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we are continuing on, Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. We'll take some more of these riveting phone calls. Abso-bleepin-lutely riveting. It does not get more riveting than the people that call this show. Right? I mean, come on. You kidding me? Yeah. But Lame Jokes coming up a little bit later in the hour. We look forward to that. And we'll read more of your comments on X at Ben Maller. I did also want to get into it a little bit more. A great scene. I loved it in Oakland, but not at the game. And a new owner in sports decided to go off the deep end and do the old cliche thing when you take over as a new owner. We'll go there as well. But right now, let's get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight. And we say hello to Games of Note, Garcia.
All right, thank you, Ben. We start with the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament Sweet 16 action. We add our first one seed lose, and a pair of two seeds are out as well. That one seed, North Carolina, losing to the four seed Alabama, 89-87. Crimson Tide are in the Elite Eight now for the second time ever. Their next opponent will be the six seed Clemson. They knocked off the two seed Arizona, 77-72. Also, second Elite Eight appearance in school history for the Tigers. Second seeded Iowa State loses to the three seed Illinois, 72-69. Terrence Shannon Jr., 29 points for the Fighting Illini. Up next for Illinois, they'll face the number one overall seed and the defending champs, UConn. The Huskies crushed fifth seeded San Diego State, 82-52. 30-point win, ninth straight double-digit NCAA tournament win for UConn. Opening day in Major League Baseball, we had the Rangers, the defending champs, walking off with a 4-3 win over the Cubs in 10 innings. Dodgers defeat the Cardinals 7-1. Shohei Ohtani in his LA debut, 2-for-3 with a run scored. Yankees were down 4-0. Rally back, beat the Astros 5-4. Juan Soto in his New York debut, 1-for-3, an RBI, a couple of walks, and he threw out a runner at the plate in the ninth inning. Diamondbacks embarrassed the Rockies 16-1. Diamondbacks scoring 14 times in the third inning alone. Pirates over the Marlins 6-5 in 12 innings. Orioles beat the Angels 11-3. Corbin Burns in his Baltimore debut, 6 innings, 11 strikeouts, no walks in the win. Red Sox beat the Mariners 6-4. Padres over the Giants 6-4. Tigers get by the White Sox 1-0. Twins over the Royals 4-1. Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-2. Guardians shut out the A's 8-0. Shane Bieber, 6 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts for Cleveland. And the Reds beat the Nationals 8-2. Brewers and Mets, Braves and Phillies were rained out. NBA just 2 games. Hawks over the Celtics 123-122 in overtime. DeJounte Murray, 44 points, including the game-winning shot in overtime, helping the Hawks to beat the top team in the NBA for the second time in 4 days. Pelicans beat the Bucks 107-100. NHL, Hurricanes shut out the Red Wings 4-0. Carolina clinching a playoff spot with that win. Stars over the Canucks 3-1. Dallas clinching a playoff spot while preventing Vancouver from clinching. The Panthers lose to the Islanders 3-2, but because of Detroit's loss, Florida clinches the playoff spot. Coyotes over the Predators 8-4. Nashville's 18-game point streak is snapped. Rangers get by the Avalanche 3-2 in a shootout. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
As we continue on, I just checked where the money is on the college basketball games here on Friday night in the tournament. Now, Poppy, he gave out Marquette as his pick, which looks really good for NC State. And I've actually seen some of the lines are up to 7. If you shop around, you can get a 7 if you're in a state where it's legal. Wink, wink. But 6.5 is the line most places. And the money's pretty even. Slight lean to Marquette. Duke, the Dukies. I know Justin's biting his fingernails, worried about that. Duke plays number one seed Houston in the South region in Dallas tonight. That's the late game in Dallas. And Houston opened a 3-point favorite, and they are a 4-point favorite in that game. And getting about 70%, Houston getting the vast majority of the money. People not confident in the Dukies. And in the other part of the Elite 12, or whatever they're calling it, Midwest Regional Semifinal, that's in Detroit. Pizza, Gonzaga. A 5.5-point favorite. That line's moved 1.5. They're a 5.5-point favorite, or 5.5-point underdog, rather, against Purdue. So Purdue's actually favored by 5.5. I screwed that up. Bad job by me. And Purdue getting about 60% of the cashola in that one. And Tennessee and Creighton, the other game, that's the late game in Detroit. Right, I think that game is going to start after 10 o'clock in Detroit. That'll be good. What could possibly go wrong? Tennessee, a 3-point favorite in that game. So those are the numbers. And the money, pretty even on that game. Slight lean to Tennessee, but that usually happens with the favorite. Let's say hello to Jed, who fled, wandering around the backwoods of Florida. Hello, Jed, who fled.
I get tired of you saying that, dude, because I know exactly where I'm going on these backwoods. I know which houses I'm about to irritate, where the motion detector lights are. It's not wandering, you know. Not all those who wander are tweakers. Ben, for a bit on your TV show, dude, I'll do crazy, crazy stuff, up to and including showing up for all future verbal octagons. I know that sounds wild.
No, you will not. Now, is it true that you made an offer to Dadgummit to get back into the Octagon? Is that correct? Because he showed up. You didn't show up. You flaked. He showed up.
Tony the Tiger says, "You're great." And he's so flaky, I thought I picked it up as a characteristic along with the greatness. But it is
what?
True that I did offer him. What? Yes, you're a crackhead, Marcel. Don't forget that. It is true that I offered that three separate golden tickets. Well, I'm such a polite person as opposed to him. I don't leave my posts on the internet very long, and they might have disappeared.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, but you know the communists have already won. Whenever on MajorLeagueBaseball.com, their baseball listing, you know, of all the best baseball movies, Sandlot and The Natural, or Natural and The Sandlot, are not until 7 or 8. You know that, like, the world is upside down.
I have
down.
No idea what you're referencing, but what did they have as the top baseball movie?
Bull Durham, and that is some bull. You know what I mean? The best future movie is The Rookie, the sequel to The Rookie, which is going to be me, like, The Addict. You know what I mean? And I'm gonna make my Major League Baseball debut, and it's probably going to have to be as a streaker. You know, but I get the ball maybe and throw it.
Yeah.
Who do you think the best streaker, from your college, who would be the best streaker to make, you know, the longest on the field?
Well, I would say Marcel, but he wouldn't know where to go. He'd, like, run through the stands.
We're going streaking!
Work out well. Would be a good streaker on the show. How about Hayes? Hayes would, like, carry a body with him. He'd have a cadaver on his back running across the field. That'd be pretty interesting, right?
That's not the worst. That's pretty good. Really quickly, but while on hold, and this is not – I mean, over the extended period of extended time of being a caller of your shows, you're a franchise quarterback, dude. Why don't – and ESPN is ripe for the dominating right now. You need a new offensive lineman and some new skill players, but you're the quarterback to lead Fox Sports Radio to the future. Are they going to get you some help?
Wow, I think you just took a shot at the people I work with. I believe that's a low blow.
Not the one that signs your paycheck. He's a genius. But the rest of them?
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
You know what that is? That's some gadzookery, what you did there.
That's
a little
boss.
Gadzookery. Yeah.
Godzilla. Hey, Ben, but don't forget about Godzuki.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. All right. There he goes. Back to the woods there. I think he's concerned about getting bitten by a gator. I don't know. I love what they did in Oakland. It was great. It sucks rocks that the A's will be leaving Vegas, but they're not leaving yet. They're lame ducks this year. They'll be playing somewhere else next year, so it's the last opening day as the Oakland Athletics, at least from what I've heard. Anyway, at the ballpark there, crazy scene. I saw some of the photos, some of the videos you guys sent me. Our guys in Northern California, and they had a boycott event. A cell, they had a bunch of A's fans in the parking lot. They had tacos. People were giving away free tacos. They had, they were cell flags they were giving away. And people actually stayed around. There were supposedly, and I don't know if this is actually accurate, at one point there were more people in the parking lot than in the stadium in the crowd watching the A's Guardians game. It was that bad, and they ended up watching the game on the projector. I guess they had this little projector thing in the parking lot, so they were watching the game. But yeah, it's a tough thing. But make your voice heard, and I promise you that this guy Fisher that owns the team and all these weasels under him. They don't like what you're doing, and it's making them feel like crap. And they might pretend like it's not and say, well, it doesn't really affect us, trust me. Everyone wants to be liked. Everyone wants to be loved, especially rich people. Right, they demand it. They think it's their birthright when they're rich to be loved. And so just keep it up. You know, just keep it up. Good luck. Knock yourself out. You can do it. You can do it. I think I saw that. I think I saw that somewhere. It was on an old bumper sticker. They used to have these things called bumper stickers back in the day. And man, were they just absolutely great.
Inspiring.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little bumper sticker message really made you very happy. It was great. Hey, if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find the location. That's expresspros.com. NFL.com. And we're going to have Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. We'll get to that and we'll do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Z-Y-N.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into a world of imagination. The Ben Maller Show has no marketing budget. We need your assistance in growing the congregation of the Maller Militia. How do you do it? Tag Maller-related content on all social media networks. You are the missing jigsaw puzzle piece to unlock the Ben Maller Show to new compatriots. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
Yes, we are back with Lame Jokes of the Week. It is made possible, this portion of the show, from Tractor Supply Store. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply Store today. Do we have the fake weed man? Are you there, fake weed man?
Ben, I love you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's nice to be loved, fake weed man. We use the real weed man, but he's currently in jail in Miami-Dade County, so not available, unfortunately. Those mean jailers will not allow him to call in. All right, so let's get to it. He's the actual jokes by actual listeners. How has... Let me change that. All right, we'll start with Lizzo, because we always start with Lizzo. That's a rule on the show. It's been that way since we got rid of Bartolo Colon jokes. All right, did you know that Lizzo is going to start performing shows on cruise ships?
I was unaware of that.
Yeah. The only downside is that they're going to limit the passengers that come on board due to those weight limits, Eddie. That's from Jake from Parts Unknown. Did you hear the Dodgers have filed a formal complaint with the LAPD against Lizzo?
I did not hear that. Why is that?
Yeah, apparently she borrowed their infield tarp to wear to the Grammys and never returned it. So might rain this weekend in L.A. There might be a rain delay.
I heard that.
Yeah, Mighty Man in Augusta sent that one in. What was the very first French word that Lizzo learned and is still her favorite French word?
Favorite French word. Oui.
No. Buffet. She loves the buffet. That's Noah in Austin. Thank you, Noah. What kind of egg does Lizzo want for Easter? Of course, this is Easter weekend. Today's Good Friday. What does Lizzo want for Easter? What kind of egg?
A chocolate egg.
No, a big green egg. And remember the big, remember the spots of the big green egg?
Those things are fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah. Yeah, those are great. Grills. Yeah, we got to get them back. That's a great sponsor. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Why does Lizzo love swimming in lakes?
I don't know why.
Eddie, she's a Laker girl. Come on, Eddie. What's wrong with you? That's from our guy Tony in the Bay. Did you hear that Lizzo is a member of a strip club? How about that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's worked at the New York Strip, the Pork Strip, and the Chicken Strip. She's worked at all those. That's Brendan. Brendan from Boston sent that one in. What did Mr. Peanut say to Lizzo?
Oh, God, no.
Yeah, well, I said, I'm going out, but I will be back in a jiff. She replied, darn Skippy, honey, better hurry back. That's from George and Uvalde. That was a kind of a long joke there, George. What is Lizzo? There we go. Delayed laugh. When is Lizzo at her best?
I don't know.
Crunch time, Eddie. She's really good at crunch time. That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. How about this one, Weed Man? Why is Lizzo heading to the Olympics this summer in Paris?
I don't know.
Because there's going to be a 40-foot-long buffet. That's from Eric and Kansas. How did Lizzo make her picks in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge?
I don't know how.
Eddie, she went with her gut. That's what she did. She went with her gut, and it worked out. Yeah. How big is Lizzo, Eddie?
Really, really big.
Now, she's so big that Victor Wembanyama cannot beat her at Twister. That's how big she is. That's a tip in Maine. All right, where do Weed Man and Lizzo belong?
Together.
No, Weed Man belongs in the state pen, and Lizzo, a pig pen. That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. Which FSR sponsor does Weed Man hate?
I don't know.
Express Employment Professionals. Eddie does not like that at all. That's Eric in Kansas. All right. How have Weed Man's homeless dreams come true?
I don't know how.
Well, he just recently moved into a gated community with 24-hour security. That's Chip in Maine. Thank you, Chip. Appreciate that. Nick Saban has just learned how to read and send emails. You see that?
Yeah, you talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, he still hasn't figured out how to block Weed Man's request for bail money. So that's George in Rochester. Thank you for that, George. What's something a teacher cannot give Weed Man?
His teeth.
No, homework, Eddie. Can't get homework. Did you know that Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has less? He has less than Weed Man Hippie. You know, he has less than Weed Man Hippie. Yeah,
I was unaware of that.
Yeah, Weed Man though, he may be toothless, but Manfred is actually ballless, according to John in Youngstown, Ohio. What kind of green does Weed Man love in prison?
I don't know. What kind of green?
The baloney, Eddie. The baloney. That's from Tony in the Bay. Lame jokes of the week.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.